Procedurally generated superhero belts and superhero belt accessories. I ruined that. I just completed my first programmed wallet, and it is as simple as great. Before creating the final version, I realized I don't really want the credit cards to have a whole millimeter clearance. Even though I should have left it alone, I set the clearance to half a millimeter. And I halved the space between the container and the credit card tray from 0.6 millimeter to 0.3 millimeter. This required just a second. The entire wallet instantly recalibrated itself for the new dimensions. But as it turned out, in my joy of adding vertical tray clearance a couple of days ago, I forgot to do the same for horizontal clearance. The only way cards can fit in this prototype is when they bow, which is very interesting if you ask me. But that isn't a big deal for this prototype, because the tray is stuck, as 0.3 millimeter clearance requires some sanding of the tray edges. Now, this time it is not a miscalculation. Plastic, especially sharp corners, will warp just a tiny bit when printed. So as I was inserting the tray into the container, and the tray hit the corners of the bottom part of the container, that 0.3 millimeter clearance was not enough to account for warping of the plastic. It is stuck in there, like no tomorrow, probably for good. Good thing my card was not inside. That cover is pretty thick. It is a magnificent addition for my wall of wallets. And being procedural, it is also a great triumph. Which brings us to the point of this poem. And here the first and foremost is the recognition of the necessity for a point-and-click system of applying rails or hinges to quickly make belt parts fit together. And that is exactly what Blender's geometry nodes are really useful for. So currently, the plugin that makes a wallet has a generic function that will intrude or extrude inwards a perfectly calculated hole. I use this for creating the credit card hole and then the container hole that fits the whole credit card tray. A rail system, or perhaps a hinge system, very similar to a door hinge with a pin, is all it takes to join these compartments together. Now, this would look boring and pretty bad, but I already tested the fix for it. To make the superhero belt interesting, not everything will be printed as a single piece, but rather multiple pieces that still need to be attached by screws. As far as cosplayers and the occasional neighborhood watch vigilante go, a procedurally generated superhero belt kit ready for 3D printing, and an equally fascinating assembly process of all the compartments is both the cat's meow and the bee's knees.